People having to go back to the office now. People are requiring it now. A lot of Gen Zers are saying when they were working from home, they were able to have romance a lot more often.
Oh, gosh.
So if you want to have us come back into the office, why don't you set aside an area that we can have hookups?
No way.
Wait, they're asking you for conjugal visit space?
Yeah, in the workplace. Have a special area where you could do that.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Father's Day, just a couple days ago, the Titans posted something that they have since taken down.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Has people scratching their heads. Now, I never saw it, but Gina, fill us in on what they posted.
Yeah, so I saw on Instagram, Barstool Nash posted, the Titans just put out the worst Father's Day tweet of all time, thanking everyone except fathers. I was like, huh?
That's weird.
It says, happy Father's Day to all the Titans moms and fatherly figures.
See, I saw that on Sunday, and I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was like, you know.
Yeah, it was a nice acknowledgement.
Yeah, guys that will step up and be a father figure for somebody maybe who doesn't have a father.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
The moms who have to fulfill both roles.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. And they should be acknowledged. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did some investigative journalism, and I went to X, and they deleted the tweet.
Okay.
And there was no other tweet acknowledging fathers at all. So all they posted on Father's Day was happy Father's Day to Titans moms and fatherly figures.
Right.
And then deleted it.
Okay, there's a couple of things. Like, if you were to take it the worst way, you could say that that post assumes that they had no fathers in their lives.
Right.
All of them.
All, yes. All Titans players.
And why would
that's a huge assumption.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's kind of like, okay, maybe some.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I wouldn't say all. And, you know, I'm sure there's fathers. And also, what about the Titans who are fathers?
Like, right. Yeah.
Right.
They have families too.
That's a good point.
Right.
I didn't even think about that. I know I was trying to give it the benefit of the doubt too when I first saw it. So that's why I went to X.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they didn't have any posts at all for fathers at all, I was like, That's a bad look.
Yeah, it kind of is.
From like a marketing stand, social media standpoint, like that's a bad look.
I think we all agree, like it's great to acknowledge people that step in
100%.
As father figures, right?
Right.
Yes.
Because they are truly heroic people.
Absolutely.
And just absolutely deserve everything.
Yeah.
But like to leave fathers out completely, like why don't you show some of the Titans players that have families with them with their kids.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
Even a few of them. Like, that's just.
Yeah, because that's not. Then you're not even shouting out, like, the players as dads, too.
Right.
Like, so what? They're not dads?
It sounds like somebody on their team really messed up, and then they just said, delete it.
Yeah.
And don't put anything
out.
We don't trust you for anything.
Yeah, because it's a bad look when you delete it. Like,
right.
Oh, everybody took this the wrong way, so we didn't say this.
Yeah, hee hee.
Yeah. Build a time machine, go back to Saturday, and don't post that.
Yeah.
Three things you want to know this morning. Everybody loves the Beatles. Well, the offspring of three of the Beatles, Sean Lennon, James McCartney, and Zach Starkey, have collaborated to do a song, and they released part of it. It was a bad recording. Apparently, somebody was just holding up a phone in the recording studio.
Okay.
This is called Rip Off.
Sounds like a high school garage band.
It does.
Yeah, a little bit,
kind of sound. You can hear a little of the Beatles sound, but, you know.
Yeah, you can hear their dad's influences in there.
Yeah.
But I'll wait till they sweeten it in post.
Yeah.
Then I'll give that judgment.
Mix and master it first.
Yeah. All right. So Amazon has its Prime Day coming up in July, and they said this year is going to be a little different. One, it's going to be longer. It's going to be 3 days, July 8th through the 11th. And this year they said they're going to be focusing more on home goods, household essentials, and then obviously electronics, as they always do.
Right.
Nice.
Just more things for the home and stuff you might get at grocery stores to kind of try to influence you to buy them from them instead.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry for all of the people who watch the hot dog eating contest. Joey Chestnut will be back on the 4th of July.
Oh, thank God, yes.
You can sigh a big breath of relief. He was banned last year after he had a competing partner and like sponsorship.
Yeah, he had an endorsement with like a different hot dog.
Alternative hot dog.
Yeah, so he got banned and then they worked something out between the sponsor and Nathan's and Joey and all the things. So he is welcomed back with open arms.
All right.
You got to have Joey Chestnut or else it's not the hot dog eating contest. I wonder
what the numbers would have been if he wouldn't have been there.
Right.
Mm. You know, like if would people have still tuned in or no?
I don't know. It's just gross no matter what.
It is gross.
It's a draw.
If it's on, I'll watch it, but I don't. Yeah, it's not appointment.
Yeah, I don't seek it out. You just look for clips later.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't have a fantasy eating league. Yeah. He's my guy. I need him to play.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's Gender Wars time. Brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor, remodeling. They did my new fence, and I love it! Your dream home starts at structuregroup.us. For the ladies in the audience, we have Megan in McMinnville. Hey there, Megan.
Good morning.
Good morning. For the guys, we have Javier in Nashville. Hello, Javier.
Hello.
We have a warm-up, get acquainted question for both of you.
Yeah, we'll start with Megan. Megan, tell us the most adventurous food you've ever eaten.
I feel like I'm so boring. Probably like sushi.
Okay.
Sushi, yeah.
I get you.
That would be adventurous to me.
I still haven't. So
Yeah, same.
You beat me.
I love sushi.
Javier, what about you? The most adventurous food you've ever tried?
I had worms in Waikiki, Hawaii.
Worms. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's up near the top of our responses so far.
Yeah, when they fried them in the pan and then they put all these sauces together, I was like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm going to try it. It was really good.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So thumbs up on the worms.
It's just all right. Super thick lo mein or something.
Yeah, lo mein.
Okay. All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Megan, multiple choice. In the Marvel Universe, is Groot a member of the Avengers, the X-Men, or the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's right.
You are correct.
He is Groot.
Okay, Javier. Is Love Island USA a reality show on HBO Max, Netflix, or Peacock?
Peacock.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Oof, just beat the buzzer.
Yeah, woo. Okay.
Nice. 1-1.
Okay, Megan, take the lead back here. At an NFL game, what color is the coach's challenge flag?
Red.
Woo, we're on a roll.
We're smoking right through these.
Okay, Javier. Gain laundry detergent is sold in what color containers?
Red.
Oh, it's green.
Green.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
All right. So Megan has a 2-1 lead, and she can wrap it up. If she gets this one right, there's no way Javier could come back.
Okay, Megan.
Put the pressure on. Okay.
Old number 7 is on the label of every bottle of what famous whiskey?
Jack Daniel's.
Jack Daniel's.
Yes.
Old number 7. Oh, sorry, Javier. We hope you'll play again real soon. But, yeah. Megan, you are the winner.
I'm a champion.
Loved having you both. Javier, you have the memory of playing, and you got to tell everybody you ate worms. So
that's right.
Not everybody can say that. Yeah, please come again. Megan, congratulations. You're going to see the Sounds. We got a family 4-pack of tickets for you. And thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Gender Wars, one of the things about Nashville that hasn't faded away.
Some of the other things are, and it's kind of disturbing.
It is sad. I've got another example. Christie Cookies is moving out of Nashville.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
They had their headquarters on 3rd Avenue, kind of near the Sound Stadium.
Right.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're taking that land, and they're selling it to, like, condo mixed-use developers.
That whole place is all condos
it's
and apartments.
All condos.
Yeah.
That nobody can afford.
Right.
I keep hearing things where they're getting, you know, tons of money for these places, but then I hear they're half full.
Right.
And they're not filling the place. So I don't know.
A lot of them are owned by, you know, places, you know, companies from overseas or other places.
Yeah. So Christie Cookies, I guess the land, and this is my guess here, that the land was too valuable because they sold it for $13 million.
Wow.
Just that little piece of land.
Yeah.
And they, I guess they're going to keep, they have a 12 South location that they're going to keep open, but I've heard all their conflicting things that that's going to close too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess they're going to find someplace else and you can get their stuff. I guess they've got one in Gallatin and Murfreesboro. I think mm-hmm. those are staying open.
Okay, but good.
Christie Cookie is just like another one of those places that's just being torn down for mixed-use development.
Yeah, honestly, you hear in like the movies and in other places where all of like these big builders come in and they take over all these mom-and-pop shops, and you're like, oh, that'll never happen here. But it is.
It is. It has happened.
Yeah.
We watched it on Music Row. We had you know, offices on Music Row, mm-hmm. and every day we'd see one of the songwriting houses, you know, where people would create music.
The places that made Nashville, Nashville.
Right.
Yeah, get torn down, and then it was, you know, another apartment building that the same as all the others and frankly was kind of ugly.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is Nashville losing what made Nashville, Nashville? We're going to talk about that over the next half hour. I know, like, Gina, how long have you been here?
Almost 10 years.
Yeah, so almost 10 years. Woody and I have been here almost 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of a generation.
Right.
We saw everything from the very beginning of Nashville becoming hot, but it seems like, man, it's accelerating.
Yeah. It is, yeah. There's a lot of changes, and a lot of them are not for the better.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Are we wrong, or are you noticing something, too? Yeah. Let us know. 615-553-0933.
Yeah. We have Alicia on the line, has only lived here about 3 years, and already you're noticing the difference.
When I first visited, before I decided to move here, I fell in love with it because it was a bit more quaint and quiet than where I'm from, mm-hmm. and that was what drove me here and, like, attracted me here. But within, like, a year is when I noticed that things started changing, is when I noticed that, you know, the big buildings were going up, is when I noticed, like, oh, this is, like, not feeling like a small town, you know, vibe anymore, and it's starting to feel like a big city vibe. And that was like 2023, the beginning of last year. And this year, it's just kind of like, it's felt like it's about to become a Chicago or a New York or an LA.
Or even worse, Atlanta.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of people, said they, you know, when they move here, that it felt like a big small town.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's starting to feel like pretty much every other big town.
Yeah, I moved here about 8 or 9 years ago, and I moved for the same reasons. I visited and I loved it. It felt like a small town. Everybody was nice, welcoming. I'm from Seattle, so the traffic was nothing compared to Seattle. But I've noticed the same thing as you, Alicia, where everyone's moving here. It's getting crowded. The people aren't as nice as they used to be. The traffic is getting worse than Seattle. So it's nice to hear that I'm not crazy.
You know, East Nashville used to be kind of like, IPAs and guys with man buns and stuff like that. Now it's become more and more high rises.
Or like, you know, the influencers or the older influencers with families are deciding to buy a $1 million home, like five houses down from still low income housing. So it's like, what's going to happen to those people who either own or rent, you know, halfway down the block, because eventually it's going to trickle down over there and they're going to buy that land up and just build on top of them. So like, that's what's saddest to see. And it seems like, you know, the people who come here with all of those resources and money, they just don't care. You know, they don't see the bigger picture.
Yeah. It seems like they're pushing out the very people that made it a welcoming place.
Right.
Those people that would come bring you some food because you just moved in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, say, hey, come on over. Let's get to know you. And now they're bringing you whatever they brought from another place.
Yeah.
And it's not the Nashville vibe.
They're changing what the charm and the appeal was for people who moved here years ago.
Maybe the ICE people, instead of trying to go after immigrants, should start looking for out-of-state driver's license. And say, sorry,
you guys. Oh, are you from California? Okay, let's talk to you.
Yeah.
You got to get on the bus. We're taking you back west. Well, you're awesome, Alicia. We really appreciate you talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much.
So here's an example of the Mandela effect,
where
everybody's memory betrays them. Is this a glitch in the universe?
It's low-key frustrating.
Yeah, it really is. Because it's like, I can't depend on anything
anymore. We don't know what's real anymore.
Yeah.
So this is an example from a totally hit that you hear on Totally Hits 93.3. It's an Eagles song. Take it easy. Let's hear the first part of it. Everybody knows the song.
Yeah.
Even Gina.
Even me.
Who's we've been listening to this long as long as she's been alive. Listen.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind.
Okay, so that's it. Cut it off right there.
All right.
All right. So I've got 7 women on my mind.
Yes.
Can you remember the next lyrics?
Oh.
Woody, I think you have a better shot at this.
Yeah.
Gina's like, you recognize
it. I know like what it is, but I don't know specific.
Once, two that want to hold me and one that wants to stone me or something.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
One that wants to know me. I don't know.
Says she's a friend of mine.
Friend of mine, yeah.
Right, yeah. We all agree. Yeah. It ends that way.
Yeah, eventually gets to that.
I always thought it was like 4 that want to hold me, 2 that want to scold me.
Oh, yeah.
One says she's a friend of mine.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Like, okay. And then I looked at the lyrics.
Okay.
And I was like, shut up. That's not what it says. And then I go back and listen. So here's the next part of the song.
Okay.
4 that want to hold me, 2 that want to stone me.
4 that want to own me,
yeah.
2 that want to stone me.
Oh, I got that part right.
That's aggressive.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
They changed it. They went back and changed every copy of that song.
Yeah.
4 that want to hold me is what it's supposed to say.
That's very aggressive. Like 4 that want to own me and 2 that want to stone me.
I know.
It was a lot more violent song than we thought.
Yeah.
As you're standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
That's right. So that just freaked me out.
I mean, like, what did he do to those women? Only one of them wants to be his friend.
Mm-hmm. I know. I thought he had a better relationship with these
right.
women all this time.
Yeah.
And now we find out, like, no, he probably gave him a good reason.
I remember when I first got out of high school, I took a road trip from San Diego to, like, Indiana, and I went through Winslow, Arizona, and I thought of that song. You know, I'm standing on the corner of Winslow, Arizona, you know, such a great sign to see. But all I did was get a ticket.
Oh, okay.
Not a good sign to see.
For going 40 in a 25 zone.
Oh.
I was in Arizona last summer on vacation, and somebody said, oh, you got to go to Winslow because there's a sign that says Winslow, Arizona. You can stand in front of it and get your picture taken. I'm like, okay, and what else is there? Just that sign.
Just the sign. Enjoy
desert.
The sign, you guys.
Desert and rocks.
Gila monsters and that sign and
Cacti.
Rattlesnakes.
Maybe another time.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood.
This is a really cool story. This family of 7... African-American family of 7 moved into this all-white neighborhood. They were kind of concerned. They were nervous that they wouldn't be accepted and just kind of feel like outsiders a little bit. And their next-door neighbor, 87-year-old, came up to the door, welcomed them with big arms, brought a ladder asking if they needed help fixing anything around the house, made them feel at home. And they sort of ended up adopting him as a grandfather. I guess he's part of the family now. The sons run up to him as if he's their grandfather.
Oh, and, cool.
His wife passed away a year before the family moved in. So they're kind of his surrogate family. He's their surrogate grandfather. So everybody kind of wins.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow. With locations in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro.
Kind of a traumatic thing last night. I have 2 dogs and a cat. Lucy, who is a Doberman rescue. We've had for a few months. And if you're not familiar with Dobermans, they're not the evil attack guard dogs that you see in movies.
Big
they're just
sweeties.
Big doofuses.
Yeah.
They're just big babies. And the thing is, when it rains or anything like that, Lucy will like start running around the house going crazy because she has that special dog hearing.
Okay.
Where she can hear, like, because we live in an area where there's lots of woods behind us and stuff. So there's little woodland creatures that run around, like mice and, you know, chipmunks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so she'll want to go out there and hunt them.
Sure.
So we let her out, and it's raining outside. And she's done this before where she'll grab a mouse, and she'll bring it in the house.
Oh, gosh.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss movie.
Yeah.
And Lucy comes in and drops a mouse on the floor.
Ah!
And so she goes, ah!
Right?
Because she comes in, Kevin comes running in behind her, and she drops it. Says, I think Kevin has it. And says, no, it's still on the ground. So I got a paper towel, and I picked up the mouse that I thought was dead.
Oh, no.
And started taking out to the trash.
Oh.
And is in my hand in a paper towel as I'm going out the door into the garage. It starts wiggling like crazy.
Oh,
I'm going,
no.
So you're holding it, screaming.
Yeah. So I go out to the, I open the garage door, and I'm spiking the mouse like I just made a touchdown.
Gronk style.
And it's still moving, so I had to stomp on it to put it out of its misery.
No. Oh,
so, yeah.
That's cruel.
So now I have some shoes at home that everyone calls my official mouse stomping shoes.
The death shoes.
But yeah, and I put it in the garbage. Then I thought, I hope it's all the way dead.
Oh,
it won't
God.
Come out of the garbage. Yeah.
Right.
Because especially when my girlfriend watching Vampire Diaries, she's thinking about people getting killed and coming back to life all the time.
Yeah. Zombie mouse coming after you
yes.
in sleep.
Zombie mice.
Yeah. Every time you come to throw more stuff into that garbage can,
yeah.
you're going to wonder, okay, when I open this,
is it going to go for my throat?
Is it coming back
man.
At me?
But Lucy always looks so proud. Like, see what I did?
Yeah, she brought you a gift.
I saved this mouse from coming in the house by bringing it in the house.
Here's what you tell me. I'm a good boy.
Yeah. That's right. Catch you back here tomorrow morning. In the meantime, my granddaughter Charlie has playoffs in the softball league she's in.
Oh, it's great. She's doing really well. Her and her team, aren't they?
Her team, the Sugar Rush. Yeah. They play this afternoon at 5:30, and then if they win, they actually play a game right after that. So
oh,
could be
wow.
could be a big day, weather permitting.
Yeah, I hope so. I've got a trip to the hardware store, which means three trips to the
exactly.
hardware store.
You never stop at just one.
Exactly. I'm refinishing like our patio furniture. Lots of spray paint and rubbing rust off of those things, and then
nice.
Family's coming over for movie night tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
Gina, what you got going on?
Yeah, I have back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings, it
back
seems
to back,
like
back,
today.
To back.
Yeah.
Boo.
A lot of stuff going on, and then I'm forcing my husband to have a photo shoot with me later today, so.
Oh.
Yeah, be fun.
He's always a good sport.
He is. Yeah, he's the best. So we'll see how it goes.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.